touch any of the three.
You just like roam around.
Isn't that great? That's sweet. That's thinking because everybody else, they're landlocked.
Right. I know.
That's the question, Corbin.
Have any of the three you had the clap in the last 6 months?
What?
The clap.
I have the clap. I didn't want it. It's great. It works every time. Like, except for
now the BM
show with a lap track.
No, not the BM.
My lights on and off all day long with the applause. It's awesome.
The BM question, Corbin.
No. Clap free. All
right. Which one of the three of you has had the most anal bleeding in the last 3 weeks?
What kind of talk show is this?
We're not on the air. I'm recording this.
Stuttering John of Dallas. Where are you from? You from Dallas?
Yeah, we're from Dallas.
Oh. That's okay.
Jenna's blushing.
Jenna. Jenna, are you married?
No, I'm single.
You're single?
Jenna,
how are you single? You're really cute.
Thank you.
How old is she?
How old are you?
You can't ask a girl how old
she is.
Jay, why not? Jay, go back to cold pizza.
You tell him to cold pizza and let us do this.
A chick how old she was.
Jay, she doesn't mind. How old are you? I guarantee you I'm older than you. I guarantee you.
I'm 32.
Hey, I'm 34. Hey, so,
no.
What's going on?
Ask if she's had a BM today.
No.
No, I'm not asking. You know, I'm being fed questions. Our station's right back there. They're waving at you.
Is he that rude?
No.
Are you as rude as Corby or no?
Yeah, no.
They're the ones who...
Yes.
They're the ones who...
Ask Jay if he hates Thea Andrews.
Jay, do you hate Thea Andrews?
No, I love Thea Andrews. I just spoke with her on the phone like 45 seconds ago.
Name dropper.
Who is she? On your show? Is that someone on the show? What do you do for the show? What are you doing over here?
Me?
Stop the show.
Jay and I are just good buddies. We play softball together.
Okay, but you guys are in the media of some sort?
We're media relations in the...
Oh.
Media
their
relations.
Buddies that he got her a media pass. So that's all that is.
Pre-game and halftime show.
That's ESPN influence.
Okay. Ask her if she saves her BMs.
No.
Do you guys jar your BMs or anything?
Do we what our BMs?
Oh, no.
Your beat.
Stop
you,
it.
What did you just think I said?
Your BMW. Something your BMW.
Right, exactly.
I'm done with y'all. Y'all's minds are in the gutter. That's ridiculous. Okay, Jay, it's nice to meet you.
Corby, you too.
Take care. Yeah. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you guys. You guys be good.
Okay, listen. If we're going to take chances with the wireless, don't make it turn it into a flamethrower when you go out there. Just go out there and talk to people.
That's all we did.
It's the Hardline. Featuring Mike Reiner.
What do you want to get into? What are we doing?
Greg the Hammer Williams. Also starring Danny Paul, Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, and Corby Davidson as the Cobra. So sit back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hardline.
Three, two, and one, kick it.
The hard line.
The time is 3:15. 15 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. The tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is The Hardline. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. Well, it is Friday. This is our final day of our stay here in Houston.
Is it?
At the Super Bowl. Our final show down here, our final swim through Radio Row, which once again today is jumping, although not like it was a little earlier.
I think Friday's more toned down than Thursday.
I think Thursday is the big day. I think it is.
Can I say something about the Super Bowl? I added this up. This is my 14th Super Bowl.
And
never in all the other ones. This is the one. Have you ever seen, and you've been to a lot too, Ron. I mean, is this for you? Is this number 7 or 8?
Miami was the first, and there were a couple in there where we didn't go. So, yeah, this is 6, yeah. 7, yeah. Something like that for me.
Have you ever seen as many athletes and celebrities rolling around here?
No.
Neither have I. I mean, everywhere you turn, there's a Hall of Fame player.
Right.
From some sport I've never seen so many ever.
Yes, availabilities have not been an issue this week.
I walked... Because the convention center where we're at, it attaches to the Hilton Hotel. Mm-hmm. It's real easy and convenient to walk back and forth between the two.
Right.
So I'd walk to the Hilton a minute ago, and it was just amazing.
You know, Gene Upshaw, Jackie Slater.
Right.
Just everywhere you turn. You know, Shannon Sharp. Mm-hmm. And he was walking through there. Just, and I've never, you know, we always, in the media center, you always see, you know, a lot of the athletes and a lot of celebrities rolling through. But I've never seen anything like this.
Seen the great Joe Montana here on Radio Row a couple times this week. And, yeah, they've really been running them in here. It has not been an issue this year to get people on your show. And, really, I guess if we were more into that type of thing, we would have taken a little bit more advantage of that than we did. I mean, here we are. We just had the opportunity to have the president of CBS on with us. But
Les Moonves.
Right.
And, you know one of the reasons I like doing that?
We could ask him if he hates Dave. Why do you like doing that?
Because to see the look on the handler's face. Like, he came by here and said, the president of CBS Sports, Les Moonves, we're making him available to you. Not interested. What?
Yeah, I know.
Well, you know, we're not. And what could we possibly talk to that guy about that would be interesting to our listeners?
So, what kind of camera angles do you have for the game Sunday?
What could we possibly do that our P1s would get out of that? Nothing.
So,
is the game on CBS?
You know, all they're looking for is to get a free 5-minute commercial in Dallas. That's all they're looking for. And they're not going to say anything. You know, I might want to talk to him. Hey, how come y'all don't get naked on Survivor? But they don't want to hear questions like that.
Are they broadcasting the game?
Yeah, yes. Kind of.
You didn't know that?
No.
How could you be down here in Super Bowl week and not know who's doing the game? How is that possible?
How would I know that? Who would be here telling me that? Why would I know that?
It's in every press release that comes out. Do you not go in the media center?
It's pretty apparent.
No.
I mean, you haven't noticed Fox luminaries roaming through here, have you?
Well, who are the CBS luminaries that are roaming
through? Greg
Gumbel? Yeah.
I didn't see
Phil Sims. I saw Phil Sims today.
I've seen both of them. Randy Cross was right there just mere moments ago.
Dion, they're making Dion available.
Oh, yeah.
So,
Bonnie Bernstein, they're running her through here. I believe she was on the station. By the way, she's hot as hell.
No.
Yeah, she is, too.
Mustache.
She does not have a mustache.
She does.
Right?
She
does not have a mustache.
But she does.
She also has shrimp nose.
What does that look like? What's that like?
Shrimp nose?
Why do you have to equate animals to women's face?
What's that like?
She has a curved nose like a shrimp.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She does not have shrimp nose. She's
yes,
hot.
She does.
Man.
She has shrimp nose.
You ever seen her in person? And she's got
saw her at the media deal.
She's got a tremendous body.
No.
Tremendous.
No. Shrimp nose. No. Doesn't have any.
She's a former gymnast.
So?
Well, I mean, that proves she doesn't have big ones like Danny. And why are you so infatuated with big ones, Danny?
Jim.
Are you kidding me?
Isn't she the daughter of last year's noted target, Al Bernstein?
Big ass
rat. Are we having a motorcycle roll through here?
I think they just cranked up a motorcycle. Either that.
Uh-oh, Motorcycle Grego is here.
Are the owners of our hotel just made themselves present?
Is it Bonnie Bernstein, Al Bernstein's daughter?
Al, what?
You know what? That was always a rumor.
It's true.
Rumor.
It's true, isn't it?
You know what? There's a guy over there we should have on.
Who?
Barry Horn. And just put him on the spot. Why do you hate the ticket?
He doesn't hate the ticket.
Go get him.
You know what? You're the only one that thinks that.
He does not hate the ticket, Grego. I'm telling you.
Go get him. Go get
he
him,
He does not.
Me. I don't even know who he is.
Yep.
For some reason, he likes Reiner, so Reiner cuts him some slack.
Well, no.
But he never writes anything positive about it.
It's not that he likes me or doesn't like me. And then he wrote a real good thing on the 10th birthday. I mean, it's not that he likes me or doesn't like me or anything like that. But, you know, he doesn't hate the ticket. I mean,
are you believing this, Corby?
No, he hates us.
No, he doesn't. There's no reason to think that all these guys are out to get us. Barry has always been very even-handed about the ticket.
Yeah.
Really?
Even the way he writes?
Yeah, yes. Even though that every time he writes something about our ratings, it's always slanted negatively.
No, it's not. It is not.
He'll find some crazy demographic like women 16 to 19 that we failed in and print it.
No, he won't. Well, you know, he's yet to print our he's yet to print our last ratings.
Hadn't printed anybody else's either.
Well, that's because we killed everybody.
No.
So
no.
Whenever they're good, he never prints them. You never notice that?
Well, I mean, he spends more time covering national media than local anyway, which...
That's true.
Which I don't agree with, but if that's the way they want to run their scene, that's fine. Anyway, enough of that. We have a very big show for everybody here today. We're really going to try to get out of Houston with a big bang today and a big boom.
Still thumbs up to Houston?
Oh, yeah. Still thumbs up to Houston, man.
Galls,
I like this place.
Galls me to say it. It really does.
Yeah.
For years and years and years, I have bagged on it to no end.
Yeah, I have too, but there's really nothing wrong with it.
Here's what me and Corby were talking about earlier. Dallas is probably going to get a Super Bowl. Come on. Dallas is probably going to get a Super Bowl because they're going to get a new stadium because Jerry wants one.
Right.
Do you think there's any way that Dallas could put on something as good as Houston did?
No.
There is no way.
I was thinking that very thing today. Thinking about that very thing today. And there is no way that Dallas can come close to this.
No. You know what? And if Dallas has one, they'll get one. You know why? Because it will fail miserably. Because you're going to have all the rival factions trying to say, well, what's it going to do for me? Instead of what's it going to be good for the overall good of the city and coming together, they'll all fight each other, and it will fail miserably in Dallas. They're going to get one.
I mean, the suburbs are going to want in on the action.
Yeah.
Which, that shouldn't be allowed.
You know what they should tell the suburbs?
What?
No. You're not involved. Out. I mean, you don't see here Memorial and Spring. They're not involved, are they? It's Houston proper.
And, of course, if the stadium winds up being out in the suburbs, everybody's going to hate that. Because that means they're going to have to go a long way to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be a big bummer. Everybody who comes to Dallas for the Super Bowl, when it does come there, and it will.
Yeah, it will.
Will hate it. They will hate it. And they're never going to want to go back. But I don't hear people saying that about this.
I don't either. Everything I've heard from everybody here has been nothing but positive. Like I said, I think it ought to be on a rotator of four cities. Miami, New Orleans, San Diego, and L.A. But if they wanted to add Houston to the four, I'd have no problem at all. None. And
I
Dallas won't be. But Dallas could. If they'd let one person run it.
If they'd get it together.
But can you imagine the city council meetings, what that's going to be like?
Chaos.
Yeah, it will. It'll be the chaos to the point that it ruins everything.
Yeah, it'll be the kind of chaos that trying to get anything done in Dallas is. Trying to get an arena built, trying to get a ballpark downtown or anything else that they may undertake. You know, it just all turns into chaos, and everybody with their own self-interest, they're looking out for that, and the self-interest of their constituents and what you can do for the community and this and that. So
Dallas is the biggest can't-do city of all the major cities in the country. And, isn't it? Don't you think so?
And, boy, I'll tell you, it used to not be that way. There was a time when it was very, very different from that, but those days are gone, I'm afraid.
You know, it's almost going to be embarrassing if Dallas does get a Super Bowl because of how it will fail. And it will. I mean, it will fail if it comes there. And it's kind of like when Minnesota, remember a few years ago, about 10 years ago when Minnesota had the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
And I was at that one, and it was miserable. And nothing was right. Have they ever mentioned going back to Minnesota again?
No.
I mean, you get one shot with the NFL, and if you screw it up, they ain't coming back.
Yeah.
That's what Dallas will be.
Stadium. All right, well, we've got a very big show here today. Okay. Well, we have sports, we see. We have e-news. I believe we're going to get the Renegade Wireless up and running about 4:30 or so. E-news will be at 4:10. Hopefully a couple of big-name Super Bowl guests are going to drop by.
Oh, we got
a very special friend is happening at 5:10. The Ranch Report will be at 5:30. And are we fitting a concert calendar in here somewhere?
Ah, yes. We have the montage, too.
Yep, got that, the Super Bowl ending montage. And are we doing a concert calendar in here somewhere along the way today?
6:10.
All right.
Well, I've got a guide over here, so we can do one.
Yep, we sure can. All right, well, we'll get it going with talk of what happened last night where I had the opportunity to come face to face.
I heard you wussed out. I heard you wore a puss suit last night.
No, I did
That's
not.
That's what I heard. I heard you put on a puss suit.
I did not.
Mike Reiner.
I did not. I had no idea what was going on here. I knew nothing of this. But we'll get to that next.
Mike Ryder.
It is 3:27 here on the ticket.